Sports Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, FreeTalkLive.com. Mark, you've got a Santa Cruz-based article to get to here, so make sure you get that ready for us.
I'm ready to go.
You are ready for that? Well, let's go for that right now, actually, if you are that ready, because our friends out in on the West Coast have joined us for this hour, and so let's go to this. It's some sort of a czar position being created out there?
That's correct. Craig has dropped off then?
Yeah, we lost our caller.
Great.
So what's going on out in Santa Cruz?
Well, it's from the Santa Cruz Sentinel. If humanity is heating up the planet, Santa Cruz wants to help cool it off. The city has created the position of global warming coordinator, up to $80,000 a year to help prevent climate change, guide Santa Cruz in transportation land use decisions, and get the community involved in the effort. We think this position will help address possible sea level rise, whether that's at our bluffs or at beaches or maybe even in our downtown, planning director Greg
Larson. What the hell is a bureaucrat going to do to control the rise of the sea level?
I don't have any idea, especially a city-level bureaucrat.
Right.
I suppose that one could say that it's more a symbol. It's activism that we're, you know,
we care.
This is what governments around the world should be doing.
Right. We care so much about the environment, we're going to spend $80,000 taxpayer dollars per year on this useless position.
And that's really just what they're likely to pay the bureaucrat.
Right.
That's not what the bureaucrat's going to spend.
He'll be in charge of a budget.
He'll have a budget.
Right.
And God knows how much that's going to be.
Mm.
So from a city, standpoint, what do they do? You know, you're not going to change anything by your global warming czar.
Right.
And also, what about all the people, myself included, who are somewhat conflicted as to the evidence that's out there as far as global warming goes? I'm certain that the planet's getting warmer. I'm not certain that carbon dioxide is the reason, and even if it is the reason, I'm not sure that it's because of human intervention that's the reason. And if it is because of human intervention, I'm not sure that Santa Cruz or the United States could do anything, even if we cut our carbon dioxide emissions by 50%. There's a planet of 6 billion people out there. We're only 300 million in America. I'm not sure that any of that stuff matters. I do think that it's just plain old wrong to tell somebody this is how you're going to live your life and pass laws on what kind of products you can buy and what kind of products you can't. I think that it's right to offer people opportunities to save money and do good things for the environment, that kind of thing, like when it comes to these little fluorescent light bulbs that are so good for the environment, supposedly.
Well, now they're saying they have mercury in them.
Yeah, well, you know, supposedly they burn less fuel. Right?
That much is true. You will save money on your power bill.
Over time, you will. I think that those are a good thing, but I think that people should also be able to buy incandescent bulbs if they want them. I don't
right,
think
California is looking at outlawing incandescent bulbs.
Absolutely. So I don't know. This is how you use the rule of law in order to crush the opposition. I think it's not, I just don't think it's right.
So what is this? Have they announced who this bureaucrat is, or are they just creating a position?
I think they're just creating the position. They'll probably start interviewing at this point. We think this position will help address possible sea level rise, whether it's at our bluffs or at our beaches or maybe even in our downtown, planning director Greg Larson said sea level rises in downtown. The preponderance of scientific evidence, global and locally, shows that global warming is a real threat. To not only this community, but the nation as well.
What is it? How is it a threat exactly? Maybe I just don't know enough about it, but if it gets a little warmer, what's the big deal?
The temperatures, over the last 100 years, the temperature has risen an average of 1 degree.
So what?
Well, in another, I don't know, in the next decade, it could rise 10, 15, 20 degrees
and
melt all the polar caps and we'd all die.
Yeah, don't think so.
Here's
and then
I
there's also
get.
The medieval warming period as well, which
right,
is,
right.
You know.
There's definitely science that stands in the face of the idea that global warming is being caused by man, that in any way, shape, or form, we can have anything to do about it.
Well, the science shows that the Earth has warmed in the past.
The Earth has changed over time. There is no static, perfect way that the Earth is. If you think that the Earth is perfect because it was perfect in some moment in your memory, You are wrong, because the Earth was perfect during the Ice Ages. The Earth was perfect during the medieval warm period. The Earth was perfect when meteors were striking it and it didn't have atmosphere. The Earth has been perfect all of those times. And if you want to change it from its perfect metamorphosis, you are destroying the environment. These people and their you know, their desire to keep things the same way they are doing absolutely the opposite of what they should be doing, which is preserving the Earth's ability to metamorphosize.
You know, these environmentalists that are so interested in keeping the status quo or reversing the course to what it was like 100 years ago or whatever it is their goal is, I'm not really sure. But they're
what their goal is to get rid of combustion engines and have us all live in caves.
Well, they're sorely, in that way, they have a lot in common with the conservative anti-immigration zealots. You know, these people that they just want to get, they want to protect their culture from changes. And they, you know, they're so concerned about the changes that society's going through. We want to preserve our culture. It's sort of that same mentality of we want everything to stay static the way it was. We want to go back to regress back 100 years and then everything will be just fine if we could just, you know, change back. Sorry, you can't change it back. It's too late. Things inevitably are going to move forward. They're going to progress. They're going to change is inevitable. You can't get away from it. And so there's a lot of similarities, I think, between those two groups.
And, you know, even if we were on our way to destruction, even if that's the case, we're creating, let's assume for a second everything the global warming people say is true. What are we going to do about it? Other than, you know, we're going to, basically what you have to do, and this is what their goal is you have to create one world government, you know, let the UN be in charge of these things. You have to pass all kinds of laws about all kinds of different people, how they can live and can't, you know, not live and that
businesses
kind of thing.
Need to be run a certain way, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, this amount of pollution, that kind of thing. And it's not going to work. One world government cannot properly represent everyone. You can't tell me that the needs of the people in India aren't completely different than the needs of the people in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And what if the one world government's wrong? What if it's wrong about the direction it decides to go in and the things it wants to mandate?
I mean, I can tell you things that every government has done wrong thus far.
Right.
Or most governments. You give me a government, likely I can figure something out that they've done wrong. I can certainly pick the big ones. You want to know about the United States? Oh, we eradicated the Indians. We incarcerated the Japanese Americans during World War II. You want to know about Russia? I mean, they slaughtered Stalin slaughtered a million people. Look, governments are dangerous. What are you trying to save? People? Governments kill people.
Right. If it's really true that that man can somehow change the course of the climate, then the marketplace is the only real effective place to look to for solutions. I mean, if it's true that we're in jeopardy of having some drastic change, you know, climate change that's going to put us all in peril, then the marketplace and the people involved and the people in search of a profit are the ones that I trust.
Wasn't it people in search of a prophet that came up with a hybrid? Wasn't it people in search of a prophet that came up with the fluorescent light bulb?
Yes.
You know, the fluorescent curly Q bulb? Wasn't it people in search of a prophet that have come up with all the products, you know, consumer level solar panels? All these things are people in search of profits. And the
prophets are evil, Mark. They're evil.
Well, that's what the socialists that are the biggest proponents of this global warming tripe. That's what they would have you believe is the prophets are evil.
If somebody, you should ask yourself this: if you are one of these global warming proponents or the environmentalist people, if you found out that it were true that a handful of people could get so wealthy, filthy rich, as they like to call it. If it were true that a handful of people could just get super, super wealthy from saving the planet, if they could make oodles of profits, unending amounts of profits.
If you, as a socialist global warming nut job, if you had the option, you could push a button and either A, and this button would, you know, make some people very, very wealthy. Let's say a group of 100 people, very wealthy, but it would save the world from global warming. Would you push that button? Or would you let those make sure that those evil people didn't make profits? If you're conflicted on this, you're a socialist.
That's a good point. 800-259-9231. If you want to chime in on this, also coming up, the two cities in the California area that are mulling the toughest smoking laws in America. We'll explain on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 13, 2007, gold, 667 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go, all the features on the site for free, live streams included. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org.
So we go to the San Francisco Chronicle for a report on what are going to be probably the most oppressive, draconian smoking laws that this country has ever seen. And two cities in California are taking a look at it, two areas in California. Belmont moved a step closer last month to adopting a sweeping ordinance that would ban smoking in multi-unit housing, including all apartment buildings.
You can't smoke in your own dwelling.
That is correct, Mark. And we knew it was going to come to this. Didn't we predict this on Free Talk Live?
What else could happen? I mean, basically, the smoke anti-smoking zealots out there want to save you so badly that they will trade their own and everyone else's freedom in order to get it.
Yes, and if you're...
I can't say that I'm really a big fan of cigarette smoke. I certainly don't like to have it in the same restaurant while I'm eating. That's, you know, I just don't want that. But... look, I understand that restaurant belongs to somebody. I understand that person has a right to run their business the way they want. And I have a right to get up and walk out anytime I want.
Damn right. Now, our signal, by the way, of our affiliate KSCO out in California definitely cuts into the San Francisco area, which is where Belmont is located.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's somebody out there, and I'm sure there is, that supports these smoking bans, we would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
Please tell me a reason.
Yeah. How do you justify this? Let's go on, though, with the story. The Belmont City Council instructed the city attorney to draft an ordinance that, when passed at a later date, which is, I think, expected to be later this year, would be the most far-reaching effort in the nation to protect residents from the dangers of secondhand smoke. Serena Chen, the policy director for the American Lung Association, says, Belmont is the first to say, we want to ban smoking in all multi-unit housing. These are the pioneers. Making them sound as though they're heroes or
right.
something.
I mean, weren't the Nazis the pioneers in gassing the Jews?
They were the pioneers in, genocide and, you know, clear at least one form of genocide.
Good work there, lady.
Let's see. Council members agreed that they want an ordinance to label secondhand smoke a public nuisance and to prohibit smoking in businesses that are sole proprietorships. So I guess they don't already have the total business smoking ban down there. They also want smoking banned in places staffed by volunteers, as well as certain outdoor areas such as parks, stadiums, sports fields, recreation trails, and shopping malls. However, shopping malls, I presume that means like open air, like strip mall kind of malls. However, shopping malls would be permitted to designate a smoker's place in their parking lots. So isn't that nice? You're going to have a little cordoned off area in the parking lot where you can stand and smoke in.
That's nice.
The council stopped short of proposing a complete ban on... Now, didn't we used to have segregation in this country on racial lines?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the new segregation. See, if you're a smoker, you have to go and stand over in the special smokers area. Even though you're outdoors, and it shouldn't be a big deal that you're smoking cigarettes outdoors, apparently, you know, a couple parts per million of smoke could waft in the direction of someone who could get offended by that.
You know, this is how the that EPA study about secondhand smoke has been blown completely out of proportion. You know, first off, that study has been debunked time and again.
Sure, it has.
They used faulty materials in order to they made faulty conclusions out of the evidence that they gathered. Besides that. How in the world, I mean, it may very well be bad for you to day in and day out ride in a car, closed up car with somebody who's smoking.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like it's necessarily good for you. But if you get a little sniff of some smoke, you're not going to die.
No. It may smell a little gross, but you can go away.
I mean, are we going to lock people up that fart too?
Maybe that's coming next, Mark, in which case I'd be in big trouble. However, shopping malls would be able to have a designated smoker's place in their parking lots. The council stopped short of proposing a complete ban on city streets and sidewalks, but agreed to ban smoking at city-sponsored events, such as concerts and parades. So, again, they're trying their best to ban smoking from as many outdoor locations as they feel as though they can get away with, but they haven't gone all out and banned it on city streets. Mark my words, that's coming next.
Sure.
For me, this, according to Belmont City bureaucrat council member Dave Warden, quote, for me, this ordinance should be complaint-driven. It should not be about police going around being the smoke police. I don't want to stop everyone from smoking. I want to, listen how he phrases this now, I want to give people the ability to stop secondhand smoke from getting into their lungs. So, apparently, this council person believes that by writing something down on a piece of paper, this anti-smoking law, by creating a piece of legislation, words on paper, that he's going to be able to give you an ability that you've never had before. According to this man, Mark, you are apparently completely incapable, until the legislature decides you can, you are completely incapable of stopping secondhand smoke from entering your lungs. Isn't that amazing? Did you know that you were that useless?
Well, that's just silliness, but it's the first part of the statement that bothers me the most. He says it's going to be complaint-driven as opposed to just a rule. But how long is that going to last?
Right. He says it should be complaint-driven. That doesn't necessarily mean that it will be.
And it just doesn't mean anything like that. Look, that's not how cops operate, okay? That's not how they do things. There's a rule in place, and this is we're going to follow by these rules because this is a country of rules.
Heck yeah, if they spot somebody smoking in an undesignated area, then that's a reason to search them.
It very well
is. They could have more smokes
bother
on them
and stuff.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, if you don't think cops bother people, just ask a black guy.
Yeah. Belmont Mayor Corlin Feuerbach began pushing the issue last fall after a senior citizen complained about secondhand smoke in a retirement home. And by the way, in regards to this Dave Warden's quote about giving people the ability to stop secondhand smoke, he really thinks he's like some sort of a god, I think. He thinks that he has the ability to grant things to people, to grant abilities to people that they didn't have before. And I'm sorry, right now, if there is a state in America, and I'm sure there's a handful of them that don't have these smoking bans, in one of the areas of this country where business owners still have the ability to decide for themselves what goes on in their business, the customers, believe it or not, Dave Warden, the customers approaching those businesses can look on the front door and they can read the front door and it will say that this is a non-smoking establishment. Or it won't say anything, and then they can go inside and they'll determine pretty quickly whether or not there's going to be smoke in that establishment. If they're going into a bar, it's probably a safe bet that there's going to be smoke in there, that sort of thing. It doesn't take a lot of brain power to figure out whether or not the business establishment you're going to be entering is allowing or disallowing smoking. And so you already have the ability to stop smoke from getting into your lungs. You don't open the door in the first place. You don't go into the places where you know that smoking is allowed.
You know, currently here in New Hampshire, it's legal to smoke in any business you want, and that includes restaurants, bars, and all that other stuff. So that means that restaurants...
That's going to change, though.
It absolutely will. It's changing in every state around. But currently, there are no smoking restaurants here in New Hampshire.
How can that be?
Can you imagine somebody made the decision on their own to not allow smoking in their own business?
Wait, you're telling me that individuals can think for themselves... Well, and make decisions?
Apparently, the people in Santa Cruz don't believe, the bureaucrats in Santa Cruz don't believe.
Well, that's not Santa Cruz, it's Belmont, but, it's close.
Sorry, I was confused from the last story.
1-800-259-9231. If you're a smoking ban supporter, we want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Years ago, a small hard drive meant a traffic-y physical commute. Today, it's the curse of telecommuting. But however you get to work, I'll pave the way with some timely maintenance tips when we come back.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. Whether you commute to work via old-fashioned blacktop or the Internet superhighway, automotive maintenance will give you more time for fun. Just remember, give me five. One, once a year, treat your vehicle to an annual inspection. Two, every 2 years, change brake fluid. Three, it's time for an oil service every 3,000 miles. Four, mark your calendar every 4 years for new radiator hoses. And five, rotate tires every 5,000 miles. Now, take five away from your busy job to enjoy a cruise in your well-maintained vehicle. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is a place to go. We've got lots of features. We give them away. And you can get on the updates list, in fact, to find out what the latest is about Free Talk Live whenever there's something fresh to announce. You'll know first if you're on the list. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And one of the reasons why you might want to consider coming to the Free State Project or looking into it is because of things like these insane smoking bans that are going on all across the country. We're talking about one that's that Belmont, California, is looking at passing fairly soon. And there's also another city in California, I think it's Oakland, that's also looking at a similar ban where they're going to go an extra step. Because California and Florida and New York and other places around the country already have just sort of the generic business smoking bans, where if you're running a business that's open to the public, you are not allowed to have to allow smoking in that place of business. That's generalizing. I mean, there's little details that are different from state to state. But they're now taking it an extra step in Belmont. They're banning smoking from certain outdoor areas like parks, stadiums, sports fields, recreational trails, and even shopping malls. They also are going to be banning smoking from all multi-unit housing, including apartment buildings. So I have, for instance, a duplex that I live in. And next door, there are some neighbors, and they smoke in their basement. Sometimes we can smell it. It's not the most pleasant thing, but I came in when I bought the house. It was already in the lease that they were allowed to smoke, so that's part of the deal, and I understand it, and it's not a big deal. It's not like I'm inhaling a huge amount of it or anything like that. And I'd like to point out that I am not a cigarette smoker. So even though I'm on the airwaves defending the rights of individuals to decide for themselves as far as what their businesses allow and what they don't, I'm not the one who's going to be going in there lighting up a cigarette. It's not something that personally will affect me. But I stand up for this because freedom is important to me. The freedom to run a business the way I want to run it, or the freedom for you to run a business the way you want to run it. And if you want to run a business that allows people to come in and smoke cigarettes in that location, then damn it, you should be free to do that. So that's why I'm taking this position as a non-smoker. And I want to make sure that's clear. And I'd like to also point out that I asked for somebody to call in to defend this Belmont smoking ban, and no one has made the call. And I mean, maybe our phones aren't working or something, but I think they are. We had calls earlier in the show, 1-800-259-9231. Is it coming down, Mark, to the old, the factor that, well, they're getting what they want, so they don't have to defend it? Is that what it is?
It always comes down to that. Those that are willing to use the force of law in the, in the pursuit of what they want to get, they don't care about what your opinion is. They don't care about what anybody's opinion is. They care about what their opinion is and enforcing it on you.
Right, and it's an indefensible position. Maybe they know that. Maybe they know that in their heart of hearts, and they're too cowardly to call in to try to defend their indefensible position. 1-800-259-9231. Let me give you a little bit more. 1-800-259-9231. Let me give you a little more from the story here from the San Francisco Chronicle. Belmont Mayor Carlin Feuerbach pushed the issue last fall after one senior citizen complained about secondhand smoke in a retirement home. Quote, cities sometimes have to reach for the sky. They have to go out of the box for others to follow. If we don't lead, no one else will. We have to make life safer and greener. Unquote. These guys really see themselves as heroic. They really see themselves as, saving lives and being the leaders. And he is right that that as soon as Belmont and Oakland pass these more restrictive smoking bans, that will indeed pave the way for similar restrictive smoking bans across the country. Sure. They'll be popping up everywhere after this. 16 people, the vast majority from outside the city, addressed the council on the issue. All but one spoke in favor of an extensive ban on smoking in public places. So 16 people came to the council meeting, and most of them don't even live in the area. They came to testify in favor of the smoking ban, but it's telling that only one person showed up to testify against it. And this is something we've seen time and time again when it comes to these smoking bans. The smokers, the people that are going to be affected by this most, even the business owners themselves, they seem to be completely resigned to this. Maybe they understand that it doesn't really matter if they go. Maybe they feel like if they go in and they talk to the city council members, why is it worth even going? I mean, they're not going to listen to them. They've got their minds made up. They're going to do what they're going to do, regardless of whether or not I show up and say something. I mean, I guess that might be their mindset, but I feel like if there were 100 people that had packed that room, 100 angry business owners or smokers that, wanted to stand up for their freedom to make their own decisions for themselves on their own property, that might have helped sway somebody. But look at this, Mark. Nobody even bothers to show up.
That's true.
When the ordinance was introduced in March, the council was flooded with letters, emails, and phone calls, and a public hearing to talk about the proposal drew a standing room crowd. Television crews made it an international news event. Since then, city staffers have met with residents in groups, including neighborhood associations and the Chamber of Commerce, to hear their concerns. Quote, we didn't feel the businesses in the city should be held to a higher standard than those in the surrounding areas. It would put them at a competitive disadvantage, said the president of the Chamber of Commerce. If the city wants to declare secondhand smoke a public nuisance, we don't have a problem with that. The concern is, where are they going to draw the line? In Oakland, the city council's public safety committee has been scheduled recently to debate a smoking ban for multi-unit housing, so a similar ban as what they're looking at in Belmont, homes built after the ordinance takes effect. Oh, that's nice. They're going to grandfather in the other locations. The committee, however, postponed discussion. The Oakland ban would allow residents in existing apartments and condominiums to bring nuisance complaints against smokers whose secondhand smoke drifts into their units. Cities up and down California.
That means that smoking is just effectively gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, if one of your neighbors can complain about smoking, that's it.
It's done.
It's over.
Right, unless you have an entire...
Somebody's going to complain.
Right, unless you have a 100% smoking facility or something like that. If every person in your apartment building is a smoker, that's the only way that you'd be able to stay safe. Cities up and down California have begun banning smoking in outdoor cafes, on sidewalks, and at entrances to public buildings. Barbara Kelly, the assistant to city administrator whoever, said Tuesday that Oakland's ordinance would be a natural extension of laws protecting the health of non-smokers and would pass legal muster. Other large cities, even the state, followed Oakland's decision in 92 to ban smoking in the workplace. Quote, "We have fallen behind these other cities in terms of providing protection for non-smokers in settings where they have no control over whether they are exposed to secondhand smoke." There's no control, Mark. You can't control it, apparently, according to this bureaucrat. I mean, don't you feel like they're insulting you out there? And not just if you don't have to be in California to answer this question, but because this is being proposed all over the place. But don't you feel like that's a little bit insulting, that you don't have the ability to control whether or not you're exposed to secondhand smoke? You're just this mindless...
Apparently, yeah. You're like
automaton.
a bacteria in a petri dish. You can't get away.
It's absurd. It's an insult. But yet people just let them fall, and they just let them fall by the wayside, and they shrug their shoulders, and they say, well, maybe it'll help me quit smoking. Of course, it doesn't. It doesn't help people quit smoking. It just infuriates them and irritates them and inconveniences them, forces them to stand outside in some of the colder states during the wintertime and huddle together to smoke near the door to their favorite bar. And then, of course, they end up passing a law, like they mentioned here in Oakland, in other large cities where they've banned smoking from the doorways of businesses. Some cities have banned smoking from the windows of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be, 25 to 50 feet away from any orifice, any opening to a building. And again, it's just a matter of degrees before they considered it, but they didn't put it in this legislation. They're already considering it. Just wait. It'll be a matter of a handful of years before Belmont or some other city, probably in California, will pass a law that says no smoking in public, period. And then it probably won't be long before it's no smoking
in
your backyard.
Smoking people want. No
yes.
smoking anywhere, period.
Right.
Now they're going to take it incrementally as
right.
they can get it. They're always going to drag the children out. Oh, the children, their little lungs are pinker than ours, and they're more likely to get secondhand smoke poisoning and die from black lung. They're going to do, that's what their system is, but you can be guaranteed it's happening.
One of the bureaucrats finally says, in some ways we're playing catch up, and in some ways we're moving ahead of the other cities. It's like a race towards tyranny, Mark. Who can get there first? 800-259-9231. Come on, there's got to be a smoking ban defender out there somewhere with the courage to call in.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, still enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away. Though it does cost a little bit of money to run the website. So if you want to voluntarily support the show, then shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 41 categories of products to shop in. Everything from their huge selection of books to office products, high-dollar electronics items, cheap stuff, too. They've got it all, man. Everything you could possibly want to buy, odds are it's for sale at Amazon. Heck, they even sell used items. And if you enter through our link, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, then we get a percentage of your purchase, even if you buy used stuff. They still cut us a percentage on that, too. Pretty cool. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. All right. Well, no one has called in with the courage to take us on the whole smoking ban issue. So we'll move on and see what John Stossel has to say, because his article from townhall.com ties in fairly effectively here. John Stossel, last week I bemoaned New York Times columnist David Brooks' eagerness to have government impose force on others. He was promoting programs like National Service. Why are many conservatives so eager to wield force? Conservatives used to complain when so-called liberals did that.
Mm-hmm.
That same week, I happened to interview filmmaker Michael Moore for 2020. Moore wants government to monopolize health care. His new film, Sicko, argues that Canada and France approach paradise because their governments provide health care and more. This brought him standing ovations at the Cannes Film Festival. I said to him, but government is force. And he was incredulous. Michael Moore said, well, why do you see it as force? And John responds, well, because government takes money with force from people and gives it to others. And here's a wonderful look inside the mind of a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
Here is how they think.
Okay.
Here's Michael Moore's response. No, it doesn't, actually. The government is of, by, and for the people.
That's what you think. And the people, what is the people? I mean, is that the will of the majority? Because maybe it is the will of the majority that we take taxes away or don't do anything. Whatever the majority, that may be so, but there's always somebody who's being forced to do it. That's what
right,
government
they don't agree.
Is.
They
it
don't agree.
Is
and forced. They don't want to pay. And because they don't want to pay, somebody with a gun, usually men with uniforms and badges, will come around and threaten to throw them into jail cells if they don't pay up. That sounds like force to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let me finish this quote. He says, the people elect the government, and the people determine whether or not they'll allow the government to collect taxes from them. Really? Is it that easy? I can just tell the government that, you know what? Had enough of these property taxes. Thanks, but no thanks. See you later. I'm not going to pay them anymore.
Does that mean that the people want to stay in Iraq?
Because not according to the polls.
No, the majority of Americans want us out of Iraq, but the people apparently don't get to decide. Bureaucrats, elected officials, those people get to decide.
John Stossel continues, is it really necessary to explain to people that government is force? Apparently it is. When the Salvation Army asks you for a donation, you're free to say no, and you don't suffer any consequences. When the U.S. government demands a tax return and a check on April 15th, you can't just say no and go on about your business. You either comply or you face fines or imprisonment.
Right. Because that's the will of the people to lock up people who don't want to play along.
That's not my will.
Right.
I don't want to lock anybody up in a jail cell. I don't want anybody to spend time in jail unless they've harmed somebody else. And is somebody going to make the argument that I'm harming someone else by not paying money to the gang known as the state?
I don't know how they would make that argument.
Yes, and I didn't consent. He says that the government is of, by, and for the people, but I'm not interested in being involved in the government. How do you explain me, Michael Moore, and the people that are like me, because I'm not the only one? Yes, says John Stossel, you do get to vote for candidates periodically, but having an infinitesimal say in who will coerce you doesn't change the fact that they are using force. Increasingly, it seems that the bigger... By the way, not only does it not change the fact they're using force, but it also doesn't... the voting process is not consent to having force being used on you. By voting, you are not consenting. You are not saying, yes, I'm okay with you using force on me. Many people vote simply to minimize the amount of force that is used on them. They see it as a lever that they can pull to elect somebody who's a little bit less violent than the other guy.
Right.
Increasingly, says John, it seems the biggest difference between conservatives and liberals is that the conservatives know that government is force, but that apparently hasn't stopped them from using it.
Right, they don't really care.
Michael Moore might not have thought about it, but there are only two ways to get people to do things, force or persuasion. Government is all about force. Government has nothing it hasn't first expropriated from some productive person. In contrast, the private government's kind of like a parasite in that way. It doesn't create products and services and offer them on a voluntary basis like
not
most
exactly
of us do.
True. Well, right. The second statement makes that so. Some governments do have taken voluntary services, a value, and they now have them. For instance, police is a service that people would likely want. They would want security of some sort or another.
Or the lottery?
The lottery is a reasonably good example. Fire departments, trash pickup.
They've monopolized those services.
Yeah, they've monopolized. They've nationalized them, just like the commies do.
In contrast, the private sector, whether a nonprofit or a greedy business, must work through persuasion and consent. No matter how rich Bill Gates gets, he cannot force us to buy his software. Outside of government, actions are voluntary, and voluntary is better because it reflects the free judgment of creative, productive people. As I wrote in Give Me a Break, which is an excellent book, by the way, quote, if government would just back off, the private sector would provide many of the same services faster, better, and cheaper. And he's right about that. There are plenty of examples that should astound the socialists, like better private waterworks, ambulance services, roads, and even air traffic control. I didn't know that there were such things as private trash companies before I moved here to Keene, New Hampshire, where you have to hire your own trash guy.
I'd much rather have that. What if my trash doesn't get picked up the way I want it to someday? If that happened to me, definitely, in the previous town I was in, Sarasota, Florida,
yeah,
it would happen all the time. They wouldn't pick up what I wanted them to pick up. You know, I put stuff out there, they wouldn't do it. I haven't had any problem with my trash pickup since I've been here. Why? Because the trash men know that you'll fire their butt if they don't pick up your trash.
Yep.
They don't have some list of rules that says you've got to cut up your branches to 4 feet long and tie them in little bundles that don't weigh 25 pounds. Because we're union workers and we don't have to pick that crap up. Now, these are people that work for a living. They'll pick up your trash because you paid them to pick up their trash.
Right, because they know you're going to go across town to the competition if they don't.
Right. If you want to throw away a grand piano, you can throw it away.
Now,
charge you more, but you can throw it away.
Of course, I'm talking about a private sector that gets no privileges from the state. That doesn't describe our private sector now, which is why, by the way, so many people are confused about capitalism. They believe that we live in a capitalist country, and we don't. We live in a mixed economy. He says, for years, government has bestowed all kinds of favors on special interests, from trade restrictions to on foreign competitors, to cash subsidies and cheap loans, to corporate tax deductions for health insurance. People in and outside of government have conspired to pollute the voluntary private sector with force and regimentation. That's why we have a mixed rather than a free economy. Thomas Jefferson said, quote, the natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground. Was he ever right? Liberty yields as well-intentioned busybodies try to fix the world by stopping you from using gasoline or forcing you to finance anti-poverty programs, or as we talked about out in California, forcing you to not smoke in your own house. No behavior is too small or private to escape the schemers. When a New Zealand couple recently named their child the numeral 4 followed by the word real, so for real, the Washington Times said that it was unfortunate that the government doesn't forbid that. The so-called conservative newspaper named the couple the Knaves of the Week. That prompted Donald Bourdieu, the chairman of the economics department at George Mason University, to write to the editor and say, quote, I chose you as my Knave of the Week for asserting that the decision on naming a child should belong to politicians and bureaucrats rather than exclusively to that child's parents.
Right. Now, I can't say that I think that's the greatest name for a child in the world, but, you know, who am I to say?
True.
My kid.
True knaves are those who arrogantly impose their tastes and preferences upon others. He's absolutely right. Live and let live used to be a noble approach to life, says John Stossel. Now you're considered compassionate if you demand that government impose your preferences on others. I prefer live and let live. And I'm with John Stossel on that one.
Mm.
And that's what we need to get to. What's what we need to return to in this country. Not that we ever really truly had it here, but that's the goal. That's where we should be setting our sights. Is on reducing coercion and increasing voluntary interactions. If the government is really providing a valuable service, whatever it is, policing, fire department, you name whatever valuable, semi-valuable service, roads, if government's providing a voluntary service, then why can't they offer it, or excuse me, if government's providing a valuable service, why can't they offer it on a voluntary basis like the rest of us do? We don't force you to listen to Free Talk Live. You choose to. You would hate us if we forced you to listen to this show. Because force is just not nice. It's not nice to coerce. It's not nice to threaten.
Yep. And that's all the government can do.
Right. Let's move towards voluntarism. What's so radical about that? It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night online in the meantime. Join us for the Saturday show. But in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.